I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:25 right now on the Big Tigger Morning Show on the People Station, V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Miss Pat is in the building.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shamia, see?
Come on.
And then I say it.
She quiet.
Wait, but then I say it, and there's no fanfare, no nothing. I say it, you ain't.
Because when I complain, you mess up the joke. So, you know, I was.
Miss Pat, where you at? Can we get a hand clap?
Yay.
Oh, hell no. Shamia Martin is here, of course.
Hey, best friend.
Gerard Jane for Big Tig, and we have a very special guest in front of us right now.
Y'all do, honey. And she smell good.
Oh, what she smell like?
Is it? Like lavender.
Oh.
And godly scents.
Oh, there you go.
Edumacation. That's what she smell like.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jemele Hill has entered the premises. First of all, thank you for coming in.
Thank y'all for having me. I love the energy.
We love your energy. You came in with an amazing group.
Yeah, man.
Got the best hairstylist in Atlanta in here. Shout out to my girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. You got to set the tone, man. Energy sets the tone for the day. You know what I mean? You got to set the tone.
Oh, no, y'all already cracking. So it's good.
Got to be.
Yeah.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good. A little tired, just coming in from Costa Rica.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
Big flex. That's a little bit of a flex.
I mean, I didn't intend for it to be small.
Okay, fair enough. See, I like
period.
It. It's the authenticity for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me and my husband just celebrated our third wedding anniversary.
Nice.
So.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Get away before as I continued the intensity of this book tour.
Yeah.
I love it.
Speaking of that, let's talk about that. So, uphill.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of hearing little bits and pieces about it, but tell us exactly what your intentions are with this. What is this about?
All right, so Uphill is a memoir. So I'm discussing, as I tell people, it gets lighter the deeper you go in the book. I mean, there are some traumatic childhood experiences I had. Both of my parents are recovering addicts. And so I talk about what that was like to navigate around their substance abuse. And also, you know, sort of the story of my career. You know, I was at ESPN for 12 years.
Yeah.
And obviously had a very public incident there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that led to an awkward parting after my beef with the former president. And so, so this is just taking people through all of that and giving them more of an inside look into who I am.
I love it. You're so unapologetic, and I love it. I'm so here for it.
Yeah, well, thank
you. I love that you say what you mean what you say. Like, and it is what it is with you.
I mean, I've always kind of been that kind of person. And so, for me, especially being a journalist now going on almost 30 years, which feels weird to say, but I started when I was 6, so, you know, that makes sense. But, I think especially in my profession, you cannot have an honest conversation without the truth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if I'm writing a memoir, rather than let somebody else control my narrative, I was going to tell all my business. And that's just how it was. Rather than someone else do it. It's like I get a chance to own my story.
And you know I love when people tell their business.
Because she going to tell your business and her business.
I was so happy to see that you stand up for women's rights and you also revealed that you had an abortion because I've had a few myself.
Okay.
Let's get right to it.
Just like you do in the memoir. She's like, get lighter later on, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
You probably ain't outbeat me, but you know, I'm a comedian. And so I look at everything and being a little light. You can't keep them all.
But I thought it was important that I share the story because, you know, obviously we see where the conversation with abortion is in this country,
right.
Particularly in this state.
Right.
And I think so much of that conversation has been framed around traumatic things. And I think there's one place for that conversation to talk about, obviously, rape and incest victims, you know, women whose lives are endangered.
Yeah.
During childbirth. That's one part of the conversation. The other part of the conversation, the category I fit in, is people that just decided, I don't want any kids.
Right.
And I don't want one right now. And so I get, nothing traumatic has to happen to me to have this right and this access. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to shape the conversation differently. Because I think people in their minds, they have an idea of who deserves to have abortion access and who doesn't. And I think because of the station I'm in and the status that I have, that people would probably not guess that. But I guarantee you, you know somebody that had one, or you know somebody that paid for one.
I paid for many, too, for friends. Oh, they paid me back.
So, okay.
I mean, but it's all right. I do a bit on stage.
Because I got somebody that need one right now.
I got you. I do a bit on stage. I said, this is my body. If I want to stick firecrackers in it and light it up like the 4th of July, it's none of your business. Very Plus, true. They do nothing to me is when they'll stop working. When they going to start cutting them off? But you want to cut me off. Hey.
And see, that is why it is important. I hate to do this, but it's important to vote.
Mm-hmm. Like, 100%.
That is why, y'all, like, because the conversation is like this. Like, if you want to have ownership of your own body, then, well, you got to get out and let your voice be heard and vote.
Yep. Yeah. And look, we already know that, especially the way they're trying to criminalize abortion. Like, yes. It's very much a one-sided conversation, all right? And so it's important that, you know, us women, that we take ownership, you know, of our bodies and let our voices be heard.
So I got a question for you. Your memoir, what's the hardest thing? I know you talk about you got some heavy topics in there. But what was one of the hardest things for you to kind of open up about?
Well, it wasn't necessarily hard for me to open up, but it was hard to ask my mother certain questions. You know, I detail a lot of her drug abuse in this memoir. And it's tough to ask somebody, especially your mother, about basically the worst moments in her life. And there were stories that she told me that I put in the book that I had never heard before.
Wow.
And so it was, you know, very compelling for me to hear her and ask her different questions that I'd never asked her before. And that's one of the big takeaways I hope people get from the memoir, is that while your people are still here, ask them about their lives. And I know sometimes for Black people of a certain generation, it's hard to share that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important that we understand the people they were before we came along, some of the struggles and the disappointments and even the optimism they may have felt even while we were here. And so asking my mother about these incidents, I had forgiven my mother a long time ago. But hearing this first-person account, it just allowed me to extend her even more grace.
Is she okay now?
She is. Oh, yeah. My mother's been, you know, she's been drug-free for, like, decades now.
Oh, good,
like,
good,
a couple
good,
decades.
Good.
So, and my father, I mean, he's been in recovery now for over 30 years.
Wow.
So, like, this has been a long time. So I think because my mother, during her journey, she was always very honest about what she was doing, what she wasn't doing, all of those kinds of things. And because some people have asked me, like, how are you able to forgive her? Well, the forgiveness comes when there is accountability.
Oh.
And so because she
when
was...
you said that, I said, oh, my goodness, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. I cannot stand having a discussion with somebody that can't be accountable or own up to what they... It's like, no, don't even talk to me until you get on.
Yeah, because that means they haven't accepted anything yet.
Absolutely.
You can't fix nothing you don't accept. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Right. 8:33 right now. We're going to come back with more, including playing the game. I want to brief you now before so you can get your... I want to brief you so you can get ready. So we're going to play a game called One Gotta Go.
Oh, okay.
I
love One Gotta Go.
Okay, cool. It's coming up next with Jemele Hill on the People Station.
Wait, we going to tell her who gotta go?
You want to tell her now?
Yeah, we gotta tell her now.
Y'all don't like to tease nothing. Y'all don't want to. Okay, let's do it.
I ain't got time for no tease. This ain't no foreplay.
All right. Okay. All right, Jemele. Listen, One Gotta Go. Basketball legends, right? Michael Jordan, Kobe, or LeBron? Don't answer yet. Marinate on
that. You ain't right for that.
Marinate on
it. It's hard, ain't it?
No, just marinate on it. We'll talk about it next on the People Station V103. 8:48 right now on the People Station V103. The ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Gerard Jane for Big Tig. Shamia Morton here.
Hey, best friend.
Comedian Miss Pat.
Good morning.
So fake. We have Jemele Hill in the studio with us, man.
Yes, honey. And she has been like pondering over this One's Gotta Go, honey.
But I have an answer, though.
You have an answer?
Yes.
Okay, so in case you missed it, when we went to break, we said that we are playing the game One's Gotta Go. Jemele has to decide. It's basketball legends. It's Michael Jordan, Kobe, or LeBron James. One's Gotta Go.
All right. And again, you always have to preface it by telling people, this does not mean I don't think this person is a great player.
Right.
Okay? Right. But for me, it would be LeBron. Right?
Okay.
Because,
what?
Yeah, it would be LeBron. Well, I mean, I'm from Detroit. So I was, you know, very much coming of age as a basketball fan when, you know, we beat Michael Jordan down and made him a champion, right, with the Bad Boys. And then, of course, Kobe, you know, I still remember vividly when he came out of school you know, when he was a teenager, when he went right from high school. And I actually got to develop a personal relationship with him, too.
Right. Wow.
So yeah, like, I mean, listen, I love LeBron. I think he's incredible. He's going to own every major basketball record by the time that he's done.
But, of course.
You know, just thinking about players who I would pay to see, you know, not that I wouldn't pay to see LeBron, but those
he
two.
Gotta go,
he gotta go.
He gotta go. Okay. Unfortunately,
that means you gotta let go of little Brunny too. Then Junior don't get a chance.
Hey, see, we gotta let go of both.
She gonna take it on to a different level.
Get rid of Sabrina too.
I love her. Savannah.
Savannah. Her name is Savannah.
I knew it was an S. I knew it was an S.
Came close though. Y'all not gonna do Savannah like that.
Came close.
Well, I don't follow celebrity. I don't be knowing their name. I just knew it was an S. And what the little bitty baby name? She gotta go to what's her name?
Zuri.
Zuri,
okay,
you're
going too far.
Dang.
I mean, she just wiped out the whole family.
You're right.
Hey,
you turned it into something different
yesterday, so the baby can stay in school.
Oh Lord,
I cannot with you.
So, Jamel, as we have the conversation, you know, about hip hop and violence in hip hop, you've made some public announcements about your feelings about some of this stuff, and I want to touch on this because, you know, being in Atlanta, you know, we just had the memorial for Takeoff on Friday, who, of course, was gunned down in Houston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to have this conversation because it allows for the emotional heartstrings to get pulled, but in a safe and an uplifting way, right? And so when you converse about this, you know, and people relate to what you're saying, it's important in a city like this because we see gun violence, especially in hip-hop and in this community so much. You know, what are your feelings about, A, what's going on, and how do we take a turn and do something different with it?
I don't remember who, somebody said it on Twitter, and I hope this statistic was correct. It was a journalist that something like in the last 6 years, like 75 rappers have been killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm old enough to have grown up when we lost Biggie and Pac.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that would be the last time that we'd have to see anybody, you know, who was that important to hip-hop culture be killed.
Yeah.
And now it happens so regularly, you can't even get over the last one.
Right.
You know, it was just PNB Rock.
Right.
A few weeks ago.
Right.
Or last month, rather.
Yeah.
Right. And then it suddenly is Takeoff.
And
unfortunately, we have, and you really notice this when you go to other countries. The gun culture here in America is something different.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Only I think it's only Yemen has more guns than we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's twice as many guns here as people.
Mm-hmm.
We have 400 million guns in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at some point, we have to be willing to have a tough conversation about our level of access to guns, especially in underserved, often majority black communities.
Yes.
Because now the way people want to settle things, that's the first thing
that
they want to do.
That's the first thing.
And so unfortunately it's taken way too many black men, which again, these are cycles that have been existing for so long. Like I remember growing up where the song, the self-destruction.
Yeah.
Right? We went through this whole era where we just lost way too many black men between 18 and 25. And now here we are right back in the same place. So at some point we have to be willing to say, it's the guns, people. It's too many of them in this country.
Yeah. Too much access to them. And that's the thing about, I hate to keep going back here, but voting, you know, the laws. We have to, like, channel the lawmakers. Like, we can't have this access. You know, it's crazy because you can have a gun, but you're not even of legal drinking age. You can
That's
have
right.
access to a gun. You know what I mean? You can't even vote, but you can have a gun. Like, we got 16 people taking guns to school in their backpacks at this point.
I got a question for you, Jamil. When are you going to run for Congress, Senate? We need that strong. Do you hear the power
in this
voice?
You read the memoir? You see all the skeletons? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but
you know what?
I'm sorry.
Not the skeletons.
Do you know our former president?
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
Thank
now, ain't nobody
you.
Got more than him. So.
That is
you.
True.
You should run. You should think about
no.
it. We need a. Yeah, what you mean? No, we
you
got
know,
a black woman as vice president. What you talking about?
Well, it's crazy, though, because I'm always encouraging black people to run for office because, I mean, we need...
I just felt that in your spirit, and I pick up on spirits. That's why I know who pocketbook not to steal in. Still out of.
You I should your purse, run. I'm sorry.
I know, right? I was like, let me do a quick check to make
I'm
sure.
I'm telling you, my spirit just told me, and I wasn't going to ask any more questions because interviews ain't my thing, but you should really run for Congress. You should really run for Senate. We need a voice like yours up there along with the few black women that we do have there.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because that's a great compliment, but...
And this is somebody with a GED and a convicted felon.
Don't minimize the compliment.
No. Because, like, I think it's important that our politicians have a certain level of relatability to the public. Mm-hmm. And we have, unfortunately, too many politicians that are not relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And who have not experienced some of the hardships that many of us have experienced. Too many are in it for selfish reasons. As you were talking about voting, as I've told a lot of our people, especially in particular black men, is that the reason why they keep trying to deny access to voting is because it matters.
Yes.
It's because it's a powerful mechanism. There is nothing in your life right now that politics doesn't touch.
Yeah, come on.
Nothing.
Now.
So you are, you know, you everybody look at their check, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, you see that tax money.
Yeah.
You mean
yeah.
to tell me you don't care about where it's going?
I do.
Right. Exactly.
I
you
sure want to
know where it's going,
yeah.
right? And you want to know the people that are in charge of making these decisions that impact your life. And so, yes, I would maybe do a school board or something, but I don't know no. if I'm gonna go all the way up to senator.
Well, you know, we appreciate you using your platform and really just speaking light on life on all of these topics. A lot of heavy conversations to have, but you're not afraid to tackle them. And I mean, I say keep going. You know, whether you're in office or you on the school board, you know,
well,
do it.
My activism, if you will, is through journalism, because I think it's important that as we are, you know, learning things about this country, learning things about current affairs, that you have people who are black and brown shaping the narratives of this story, okay? And so for me, you know, when I'm able to expose people or expose people to more issues and bring make them aware of things, like there's something very powerful in that. Mm. You know, there's a simple journalism creed that we're supposed to live by. We don't always do it, but it's, you know, your job is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
That's right.
Can I just say this? If Herschel Walker can run... okay,
I know
you can run.
Oh,
babe. I mean,
it's
you can.
Not
you
a matter
can get
of qualification.
You gonna get it.
It's not
like,
a matter of qualification.
We, if they want that voice, we definitely need your voice. That's all I'm saying.
I tell you what,
and
thing,
I come work for you for free.
Well, thank you. I think I can manage
that.
To pay you more than.
You ain't got,
oh
don't
gosh.
Pay me nothing. If you run, I'm gonna come down there and pass out flyer and put on
campaign?
My Fitbit. I'm gonna put on my Fitbit because I need to walk in anyway.
8:55 right now, Jamejo. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you all for having me. You made me feel very welcome. You brought up Herschel Walker. It's funny because being here in Atlanta, I've been exposed to the commercials, and I'm like, how
oh
are y'all
gosh.
Seeing this
yeah.
and not being
baby,
like, this is ridiculous.
You shovel all that calendar, you'll get to a pony.
The memoir is called Uphill. Tell people how they can get it.
It is available wherever books are sold. So, yes, you can get it on Amazon. Yes, there's an audio recording, but I encourage you all to please buy from a black bookstore. A lot of them were hit very hard during the pandemic, so please support them.
There it is. 8:55 right now. Jamejo Hood, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you coming. More Big Ticket Show next on the People Station, V103.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.